So you're saying in this experience you had, you suddenly reached a place where there wasn't any definitions anymore. You didn't know what was inside and outside. You couldn't distinguish time, 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You couldn't distinguish that. And that's what Jesus said when you see the inside as the outside and the outside as the inside. When asked about heaven, he said, there will be time no more. So then you got afraid. How am I going to function in this state? So then you make a decision. And your decision is, I want to function in this state. So you contract. And if you contract enough, you get out of touch with that state. But that state is here all the time. It's always here. And we've gone right over to the functioning side because that's the function of the brain. The brain is, I've got to keep you safe in your body. So therefore, I make time and space so I can look back to see all the things that are dangerous, project them into the future. I can give you time, I can give all, that's my function. Now, if you go into that state, as Diane did, she was just saying, she went into that state, and then the suggestion was made to her, do you want to go back? Or do you want to stay choicelessly in this state and see what happens? Slowly, the function started to come back again. But for a while, that's right, you really don't know anything. Now, this is the thing to watch when this comes up again. Traditionally, in the East, they've charted, they've mapped all these stages of awakening. And one of them, they say, is the dark night of the soul. Now, we think the dark night of the soul is just being very uncomfortable, in chaos, and so on. But it's not that. You see, the dark night of the soul is not having these sensations of not knowing in and out and good and bad and right and wrong, but not knowing who it is that's not having the sensations. You've lost touch with a sense of self. You don't know anymore. In fact, you don't know anything anymore. And what is the tradition in the East? They say three things happen. One thing is you feel as though you're going to die. One thing is you're going to go insane. And the other thing is you're going to have so much energy, you're just not going to know what to do with it. And these are three typical things that happen. Yours sounded like death. It sounds, I am not going to be able to live this way. And you see, it's all been mapped. That is a symptom of what happens when you disconnect from that part of whatever we call it, the brain, the reality, and drop into this vast space. It's called the six, and that is, you're in the space, and you know you're in this space, and you have no control over it. The seventh is when you even lose the consciousness of that, you melt back into the unformed. And most people that reach that place go back, or they end up in a mental asylum because they can't handle it. They didn't have anybody around at that time to say, oh, wonderful, that's great, just stay there and be with it. So they're still fighting with it. And that's what they need at this time. They've probably been there many times in many lives. So what all this adds up to is, yes, this is what's happening. I will be with what's happening. And in our dualistic state, we think things can go wrong. But you see, we can only think things can go wrong if we think things can go right. And in fact, there's no right and wrong. There just is. And this isness is always, let's say, for us, appropriate, our maximum potential. And what I encourage you all to do is keep reading about people that have near-death experiences. Keep reading about people that wake up. So that when it happens to you somewhere, you've got this memory where you say, oh yes, I know about this. All I have to do is be with it. You've soaked it up enough that it's become part of you. And you just allow. Just be with what is. So you were just saying, in this state, it was not only your past, it was all past, all history. So even science is saying now, some of science is saying, that everything is running simultaneously. The mind can't get this because it has to divide things, past, present and future. But it's possible that everything is running simultaneously. And then we say, well, how can that be? How can I go to the past? Well, you see, you don't go to the past in space and time. You shift dimensions. You see, they're all running at the same time. As though you're in a high-rise building and each floor has a dimension of its own where things are happening. Past, what we call the past, what we call the future also. They're all happening, and by our state of availability, plus what is appropriate for us and what we need to learn and not learn, have the experience, is which of these floors, which of these dimensions we choose to live in. So if you go to, say, the local town and look at some people, you can see they're living in a different reality to what you are, literally a different reality. And what it is according to their frequency, how contracted and expanded it is, they are experiencing what we call reality through that level of experience. But it's all happening simultaneously. And then somebody who's had a realization, it looks like the same planet, but it's not. Everything they look at is differently. So some people will go into a situation and see, into a rose garden and see the thorns. Other people will go in and see the roses. Other people will go in and see the aura. Other people will go in and hear them singing. Other people will go in and see the elves and the fairies flying around. All these different levels. And they're all happening simultaneously. The past, the present, and what we call the future, all happening, and it's up to us. What will we allow? And the more yes, the finer the frequency, the more fun. And the sun comes out.